Begin with the Saudi embassy in Tehran, which has been pelted with Molotov cocktails in response to Saudi Arabia's execution of a prominent Shia cleric. Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr was executed along with 46 other people on charges of foreign and domestic terror. Iran, which is mainly Shia, has warned Riyadh of dire consequences over the killing. Angry mobs also attacked the Saudi consulate in the Iranian city of Mashhad. Nimr al-Nimr was an outspoken critic of the Saudi government. He called for respect for Shia minorities and demanded a Shia autonomy if rights were not respected. He was arrested several times before being sentenced to death. He organized anti-government rallies in 2011 and 2013, but encouraged the demonstrators to remain peaceful. Outrage over the execution in Saudi Arabia itself has led to public protests, including in the city where the cleric was born, and anger has spread further around the globe as well. Iran, as the leading Shia Muslim power in the region, has a long history of disputes with Saudi Arabia, which is led by a hardline Sunni monarchy. Both governments have accused each other of supporting terrorism, and some of those allegations relate to the Syrian conflict, where the countries back opposing sides. Saudi Arabia is a close US ally, whereas Iran has strongly opposed Washington's influence since the 1979 revolution. Both states, of course, are also major oil producers, but they've got conflicting strategies within OPEC. Prominent Shia Muslims in Iraq and Lebanon have also lashed out at Saudi Arabia and called the execution a service to Islamic State and warned that it has opened the gates of hell and will set the region on fire. Experts we spoke to say the killing of al-Nimr is a grave warning of the growing rift between Shias and Sunni Muslims across the region.